This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel presents the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2025-26 in joint sittings of the Federal Parliament. Outlines key plan for economic growth, healthcare reform and transitional justice, among others. Indian Foreign Ministry says Odisha Police is conducting a detailed investigation into another Nepali student's death at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIT. National Examination Board confirms Grade 12 exams to run from May 4th to 16th. And WHO chief warns of catastrophic situation in Gaza as hunger hits 2 million. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has presented the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2025-26. He presented the government's new policies and programs before a joint session of the House, both the Houses of the Federal Parliament at New Banesore-based Federal Parliament building yesterday. Presenting the government's policies and programs, President Paudel said the government was committed to achieving rapid economic development for the promotion of good governance. The president also said the incumbent government was determined to protect the achievements of far-reaching importance brought by the sacrifices, struggles and movements of the Nepali people by consolidating the Federal Democratic Republic. President Paudel said that income-earning opportunities would be increased by creating internal employment through entrepreneurship. The government is set to launch a youth startup program targeting the Gen Z by determining business plans and their ecosystems for all enterprises. The government also plans to suspend projects that are unlikely to be completed and scrap flawed projects. Furthermore, the government has adopted a policy of mechanization and specialization to make the country self-reliant in agricultural production by modernizing and commercializing agriculture. The government has also pledged to formulate the Federal Health Service Act for the management of health professional and qualitative services in the country. And the government has planned to make the transitional justice mechanism active. President Ramchandra Paudel said the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for the Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons will be made active to bring the transitional justice to a logical conclusion. The government has also aimed at expanding the nationwide quality telecommunication services through the use of advanced technology and management of infrastructure. Likewise, the government policies and programs have set the target of strengthening the public service broadcasting institution by making the production, publication and broadcasting of mass communication content more effective. Similarly, the government has planned to mobilize domestic capital to develop hydropower projects. The government has adopted a policy to undertake a review of the constitution, reinforce its strength and, on the basis of broad consensus, pursue the process of amendment to rectify shortcomings observed in the process of its implementation. Likewise, the government has announced to pass the bill to amend and consolidate laws related to school education in the ongoing session of the parliament. The government is set to make legal arrangements to ensure the participation of the three tiers of government and the private sector in the development of the sports sector. The Nepal government has adopted a policy of expanding relations with all nations based on universal equality in line with the principle of friendship with all, enmity with none. Meanwhile, the annual policy and programs of the government for the upcoming fiscal year will be discussed at the House of Representatives for 6 days. In the meeting of the House of Representatives, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire informed the MPs that the dates for deliberation on the government's policy and programs and response from the Prime Minister have been set for 5th to the 11th of May. The House of Representatives will meet next on the 5th of May. In the meantime, the policy and programs for the upcoming fiscal year will be discussed in the National Assembly on the 5th and 6th of May. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani amile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged foreign investors to invest in the science and technology sector in Nepal, as infrastructure like roads and electricity has already been developed in the country. Speaking at a program organized by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology on the occasion of National Information and Communication Technology Day yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged the people to work with the concept of one step forward every day to make the Nepal modern and technologically advanced. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has expressed profound grief over the death of Prisha Shah, a Nepali student from Birganj, found dead in her room on Thursday evening at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, KIT, in Odisha, India. In a statement posted on social media platform X, the MEA said it has been in continuous contact with the Odisha state government since learning of the tragedy. The incident follows the death of another Nepali student, Prakriti Lamsal, who was found dead under similar circumstances at KIT in February. The National Examination Board, NEB, has reiterated that the Grade 12 examination will be held as per the updated schedule running for 4th to 16th May. NEB also objected to the unauthorized use of its official logo and the circulation of false information on social media and urged students, guardians and stakeholders to rely only on verified sources. Azerbaijan's Deputy Foreign Minister Elnur Mohammadov paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podil yesterday. In the meeting held at the office of the President Sital Nivas, President Podil expressed his happiness over the new development in the two countries' relations. Likewise, Azerbaijani Deputy Foreign Minister Mohammadov paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Dr. Arzurana Deobai yesterday itself to discuss deepening Nepal-Azerbaijan relations and exploring avenues for bilateral and multilateral cooperation. Both sides also discussed Azerbaijan's participation in the upcoming Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue forum scheduled for May 16 to 18 in Kathmandu, focusing on climate change and its impact on mountainous and coastal regions. Nepal Electricity Authority has issued a white paper showing its situation with financial status, demand and supply situations of electricity and further plans. At a press conference organized to release the white paper yesterday, Managing Director Hitendra Deep Sakya said the loss of authority amounts to ₹5.26 billion. The 32nd World Press Freedom Day is being commemorated throughout the world, including in Nepal today, around the theme of Time to Put AI on Social Agenda. World Press Freedom Day has been celebrated across the world since 1993 at the call of the United Nations to commemorate the release of a declaration on free press on May 3rd at the Conference of African Journalists held in Windhoek, Namibia in 1991. Although it is not celebrated at the government level in Nepal, this day has been celebrated here since 1995 at the non-governmental level. Now on to some international news update. Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus, stated that the situation in Gaza is catastrophic with 2 million people facing hunger. Speaking at a press conference in Geneva on Friday, Ghebreyesus noted that WHO is facing unprecedented funding challenges as donor countries reduce their contributions, calling it most severe disruption in the history of WHO financing. Meanwhile, Executive Director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, warned that the minds and bodies of Gaza's children are being broken. He explained that the current level of malnutrition is causing the immune system to collapse and pointed to a rise in pneumonia and meningitis cases among women and children. Now, just in with the forecast for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of water vapor-rich air coming from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashim province, along with the hilly region of the country, and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 15 to 17 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil presents the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2025-26 in joint sittings of the Federal Parliament, outlines key plans for economic growth, healthcare reform and transitional justice, among others. Indian Foreign Ministry says Odisha Police is conducting a detailed investigation into another Nepali student's death at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIT. National Examination Board confirms Grade 12 exams to run from May 4th to 16th. And WHO chief warns of catastrophic situation in Gaza as hunger hits 2 million. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.